Hello.
Hello, this is Asia returning your call back for customer support. May I please have your zip code?
31635.
May I please have your first and last name?
Rhonda Dove.
Okay, you say that the zip code was 31635?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Give me just a moment while I try to locate an account with your name on it.
And I haven't had angels come and visit me and give me golden scrolls to eat. All of those things are denying.
Okay, so I've tried your zip code and also your phone number, and nothing has pulled up. How may I help you?
Okay, I've received a text on my phone that I had won or was awarded a free smart bracelet, and all I had to do was pay the shipping, and so I filled out all the information and submitted it, and I received the smart bracelet, but it doesn't have anything, any way to charge it. It's just a box with the smart bracelet in it.
Okay, what is the name of that product?
Smart bracelet. Your health steward.
And what's the name of that product again? Because, let me see. What did you say the name of that was?
You talking about the bracelet?
No, ma'am, the name of the product.
Smart bracelet. Your
okay.
Health.
Yes, ma'am, but it should have a company's name.
ROHS.
Okay, so I'm not sure if you have one of our products, but I could try a couple of more ways to try to locate an account for you. May I please have your email address?
My email, VicDove, VicDove, 58 at gmail.com.
Okay, so I have you down for VicDove 58 at gmail.com.
DOVE, like the bird. Dove.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, nothing pulled up under that email address either. The last thing that I can try is the first 6 digits and last 4 digits of the card that was charged.
And it speaks to me, and so we get into the house for and kind of witness to him because you know, speak English. I go into intercession mode, and I say, okay, Lord, do you have a word for me? And the word came, as you can. And so I argue with God. God, don't you see where we are? Don't you see that we're really poor here? And you want me to talk to him about it?
I am not sure, really, which card I use. I'll try this one. Okay, the first 4 and the last 4?
No, ma'am, the first 6 digits and last 4 digits.
5, 2, 3, 8, 2, 7,
Okay, what's the last four?
2236.
Okay, still shows that there's no orders available. I would advise you to contact your cardholders so you're able to see to get a direct phone number from the company that you purchased that item from. Because I don't have anything pulled up. I've tried your first and last name, email address, phone number, zip code, and first six and last four digits of the card, and nothing has pulled up.
Okay. Okay. That might not have been the card that I used. Hold on just a second. We'll try one more thing. Okay. All right. Try this one. See if this one is possibly the card. 523827.
I'm sorry. Could you repeat the first six digits again for me?
523827 8533.
Okay, so it still shows that there's no orders available. I would advise you to contact your cardholder to see which company charged you for the product so you're able to contact them. Is there anything else that I could assist you with today?
No. Can you tell me any way I could go about getting a charger? Oh.
I'm not sure because that's not one of our products. You'll have to contact the company that sent you that product.
Okay. You know what? Let me look on the envelope that it came in and see if there's a company name. I didn't even think about that. Okay, it is Import Direct Gadgets.
Yes, ma'am, that's not one of our products. That's not one of our companies.
It's not. Okay. So when I call that number, the number that's listed there, this is what I get. I get your company. Okay.
Okay, so they may have inserted the wrong number, but I would advise you to contact your cardholder to see if they're able to get a direct phone number. Is there anything else that I could assist you with today?
No. That's it.
Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great one.
You too. Bye-bye.